He sat cross-legged in the leaves at the crest of a ridge and glassed the valley below them with the binoculars. The still, poured shape of a river. The dark brick stacks of a mill, slate roofs, an old wooden water tower bound with iron straps. No smoke, no movement of life. He lowered the glasses and sat, watching.
"What do you see?" the boy said.
"Nothing." He handed the binoculars across. The boy slung the strap over his neck and put them to his eyes and adjusted the wheel. Everything about them so still.
"I see smoke," he said.
"Where?"
"Past those buildings."
"What buildings?" The boy handed the glasses back and he refocused them. "The palest wisp." "Yes," he said. "I see it."
"What should we do, Papa?"
"I think we should take a look. We just have to be careful. If it's a commune, they'll have barricades. But it may just be refugees."
"Like us?"
"Yes, like us."
"What if it's the bad guys?"
"We'll have to take a risk. We need to find something to eat." They left the cart in the woods and crossed a railroad track and came down a steep bank through dead black ivy. He carried the pistol in his hand. "Stay close," he said. He did. They moved through the streets like sappers, one block at a time. A faint smell of wood smoke on the air. They waited in a store and watched the street, but nothing moved. They went through the trash and rubble, cabinet drawers pulled out into the floor, paper and bloated cardboard boxes. They found nothing. All the stores were rifled years ago, the glass mostly gone from the windows. Inside it was all but too dark to see. They climbed the ribbed steel stairs of an escalator in a small department store, the boy holding onto his hand. A few dusty suits hanging on a rack. They looked for shoes, but there were none. They shuffled through the trash, but there was nothing there of any use to them. When they came back, he slipped the suit coats from their hangers and shook them out and folded them across his arm. "Let's go," he said. He thought there had to be something overlooked, but there wasn't. They kicked through the trash in the aisles of a food market. Old packaging and papers and the eternal ash. He scoured the shelves looking for vitamins. He opened the door of a walk-in cooler, but the sour, rank smell of the dead washed out of the darkness, and he quickly closed it again. They stood in the street. He looked at the gray sky, faint plume of their breath. The boy was exhausted. He took him by the hand. "We have to look some more," he said. "We have to keep looking."